Blog Talk Radio.
I just had to say that. I'm feeling all excited about the fact that it's Friday, and it's a long weekend at that. So just want to let you all know, you are listening to The Down Low here on Dalhouse Radio, and I am Sierra DeVay, and I don't know why, but I'm always excited about Friday. So joining me is Alana Evans. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
We had to get her up. She's here. She's here. She's awake. We're going to wake her up.
Oh, no, I'm definitely, yeah, I think there was a little bit of a delay. Ooh,
it's a theater weekend!
I've missed you.
I have missed you, too. Okay, so I have to say this, as people are going, wow, she is loud today. Okay, the reason why I'm loud today, I have to admit, I am loud. I finally have peace and quiet. I've had a week of my sisters, their kids, my stepmom, and all kinds of people in my house for an entire week. I have been waking up to babies crying, diapers being changed, and all of that stuff. And I have to admit, I now really, really appreciate the fact that I don't have any children. I'm seriously appreciating that.
So you're not used to all the crazy.
I'm not. And, I mean, honestly, and I have to say this, I don't even take naps during the day. But, I mean, I went to bed, like, early almost every night. And I have to admit, I had something to drink almost every day. Because every once in a while, I was like, oh, my God, I got to go have a drink. And I need quiet time. I can't take any more of this. But it literally was, there were, like, 3 days in a row when I realized that I hadn't gotten enough sleep. Because I just really needed some sleep, and then I babysat a couple of nights, and I was just like, I'm tired. I actually, the day they left, and family, if you're listening, I love you all to death, but man, y'all wore me out. The day they left, I made my boyfriend take me to brunch. I was like, look, you're taking me to brunch. And this is how I know I was tired. I go to brunch, to our favorite bar for brunch, and I order a Diet Coke. And a water, some food, and I ate half of it, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home now.
Nice.
That's how you know you're exhausted. I'm like, usually this is my dog. I'm like, no, I don't even want to drink. He's like, don't you want a bottle of champagne or something? I was like, no, I don't. I really don't. I just want this Diet Coke and this water, and I'm good.
Nice. You're so hot, girl. You're like, you know, I'm going to get cheap tape tonight. I just need the water.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, my God. I literally crawled upstairs, went to sleep, woke up like 4 or something o'clock, and he was asking me something. I'm like, seriously, I just woke up, and I'm going back to bed.
You're like, it is time.
I've never been so exhausted in my life. I just wanted to cry. But I managed to do a lot of stuff, so. But I had a really,
nice.
I did have a really great time. I had a ball. I did.
Good.
I hope your week was just as much fun.
My week went by really fast, actually. I spent a lot of very strange hours of existence this week because I was, very busy playing Gears of War.
I think I saw at some point that you were being naughty online. You were like, come join me. Somebody call me.
Was.
And I was like, I wish I could.
It was fun. It was fun. I've been camming on my free cams. And I like it because it's more of like chatting, more like webcam and, flashing here and there, as opposed to like straight up, I'm going to match me for an hour. Because some days, I just don't feel like doing that.
No, sometimes I'm like that too. Some days I just don't feel like masturbating for an hour so that you can see sometimes. But, and then some days I feel like masturbating for 2 hours and I just don't want you to see. So
nice. Yes.
And sometimes I want a whole bunch of people to watch.
I've had some external action lately, and my fantasy boy came over and played with me 2 weeks ago, and it was it was like I had permission. We worked it all out. He came, he hung out, he went into my bedroom with me and banged the absolute shit out of me while my husband was in the living room. And I was like a happy girl, right? And then I find out after the fact there was a notch in the curtain that he had made so he could see from outside of my room.
Oh, my God.
I mean, in my backyard, dude, my sliding glass door, I have a sliding glass door that goes to my bedroom. And so, he'd move the curtain in a certain way so he could watch. And the funny thing is, he would have been allowed to, totally be in the room with us and participate.
Mm-hmm.
But buying from the outside, I guess, is more of the turn-on for him.
Well, wow. Okay,
right?
your week was way more interesting than mine.
What the topic was.
It was so
I'm
much
like,
more interesting than mine. All I did was sleep.
Perfect. You tapped into my brain, girl.
But this is so funny because pretty much what you did is our subject today.
Yes.
That is too wild. It's too wild. And I came up with this on a whim. I was going to save it for a few days. I was going to save it for a few weeks. I wasn't going to talk about this today. But something came up I saw on TV, and it came right back to my head. And I was like, you know what? Got to bring it up because now it's just on my head. Okay, so guys are wondering, so what is the subject, right? Now everyone's like, what is the subject? The subject is... We are talking swingers and people who, and couples who date a third person.
Yes.
Or know about the third person. Where nothing is a secret. Everything is out there. Because, on the download, we talk about things that are hidden most of the time. But in this particular case, everything is out there.
That's right.
We all know
everything.
What's going on. Everything. It's like everything.
Yes. It's awesome.
Okay, I have to warn you. If you hear me say ow every once in a while, it's because I dropped a pot after the Van Halen concert. Y'all saw that on Instagram. I came home and started cooking, and I dropped a pot on my toe. Fortunately, it was empty, but it was a heavy pot. So it's still really freaking sore, and I don't know if I cracked it or what, but it hurts like hell. So thank God it wasn't that bad. I don't know. I'm just, I'm clumsy when I've been drinking a lot and hanging out at a concert.
I guess so, girl.
Rocking with everybody else in their 40s and 50s.
That is so white of you, by the way. I love that you went to a Van Halen concert. Okay, girl.
Okay, so I have to admit, I was like, I'm going to be the only black person here. I'm going to be the only black person here. I was not the only one. There were five others, okay? I was the only one in the second row, though.
Oh, my God. I love you, girl. I love you.
Oh, my God. I rocked out. I had a great time. And I bought the T-shirt to prove it.
Aw, good girl. That's awesome.
I know, I'm so
You're
silly.
So crazy.
It was mighty white
great.
Of me, it really was. But I had a really great time. I really, really did. Okay, you know, we have been talking forever. I am so sorry, but you know what? I want to say hi to everyone in the chat room and everyone who is on our phone lines. And don't worry, we are definitely going to get to you. We have Joseph Tanner in our chat room. We have Bob Cannon, and we have a guest. Hello, guest. And I wanted to say a big howdy do to everybody. That was my really fake European accent. I don't know. It didn't really come out that well, but... We're trying. We're working on things here. We're turning our craft here, I guess we could call it.
Ha, ha, ha. I love
Before
you,
we get really
so
into
awesome.
Deep into our subject, because I want to go deep today. I'm even willing to admit some things that I've done. That's how deep we're going to go.
Nice.
This is gonna be pretty good. We're gonna go deep today.
Ooh,
but before we go,
we're gonna get some dirt tonight.
We're gonna spill. I'm gonna spill a little bit of tea for y'all. Just a little bit, not much. But I expect some in return. So.
Yeah.
But before we get into that. First of all, I wanted to let you all know that you're listening to Dollhouse Radio, and this is home of the indie artists. And, you know, we have packages for all of you indie artists who want to be on Dollhouse Radio. And if you want to air your music, air your videos, be a feature on any of our radio shows, all you have to do is go to dollhouseradio.com. She's like, you're doing it. You did it. All you have to do is go to dollhouseradio.com. But... I'm sure Angela can give us even more information. If not, she can at least inform you on what's all about Dollhouse Radio. So I'm going to let her take it away here for just one second. At least I thought I was.
I was like,
we seem to be having technical difficulties. There is nothing there. Okay, this is wild. Ha, 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 ha. I guess the joke is on me because it's playing, but we hear nothing. We hear absolutely nothing. I guess someone out there is laughing at me right now. That's okay. You can laugh all you want because you know what? I have a backup, and this right here is my backup.
I'm
Hello, everybody. Guess what? It is Friday night, and it is about 17 minutes after 11. So if you were looking for Sierra Devi and Alana Evans, then you have come to the exact right place. Good for you, and the force is with you. I just had to put a forces with you there. Hey, Alana. She's probably going, you're so silly. Oh, no, I think we lost her, too. No. Anyway, I just want to say, tonight we're sitting here on the download. Hello. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, somehow we lost you.
Oh, okay, okay. I don't know. You did lose me during the song. It dropped me, and I called back in so I could hear you.
Oh, that's why, because I walked away from the board. Okay, because I'm like, I didn't touch anything. I swear to God, I didn't touch a thing.
It's okay.
I know we're... I have to admit, we are having technical difficulties here because they have upgraded our system. And evidently not all of our songs and everything in our announcements have uploaded. So if you notice a few little backups there and a little screw-ups, that is why. It is a technical difficulty here. But... I see where I dropped you, and then you came back. Here you go.
Yes.
But Alana, welcome back. I just want everybody to know that they arrived at the right place. If they were looking
That's
for
right.
us, this is where we are. We are here Friday nights on the Down Low, and you can also catch Alana earlier in the day for your new show. Is it earlier in the day?
It will be earlier in the day. It hasn't started yet. We're still working
out. It hasn't started yet? Okay.
Details, but I'm super excited about it.
Okay, so yeah, we'll soon. I announced it way too soon. We'll soon be catching you earlier in the day also. You'll be doing double duty every day. Like, well, you're used to it by now, so.
Exactly.
Well, tonight on the Down Low, you know, I really wanted to get into this. It's something that I've experienced, and I've realized, me particularly, I've realized that this is not something that, you know, sometimes you have to try some things to realize that it's not your thing. And
right.
This is one of those things I had to try, and what I'm talking about is swinging. It was something I had to try to find out that it wasn't my thing. I don't like to share.
Really?
I'd rather not know that you're sharing.
Right.
I like being in the dark.
Okay. And that,
I know
it's
odd,
so,
it's weird, but I like being in the dark. I like not knowing.
Oh, you like? Okay.
I prefer to not know.
You don't, you, wow. So what if you were to have, you know, because the way that you're discussing it, obviously I think you're talking about, you know, a woman. But what
mm-hmm.
if, you know, you were the person with the multiple partners? Instead of it being more than one woman, there's more than one man. Would you be, could then you be shared?
Then he wouldn't know. I should say this is so weird. I'm kind of a traditional woman, whereas
yeah.
I don't really care what you do out there, as long as I'm kept in the way I have been kept in all this time.
Wow.
I really don't give a shit.
Wow.
I'm one of those women.
I enjoy the excitement of... you know, multiple partners. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I like threesomes. I like, you know, sharing a woman.
Well, I'm not saying
with...
I don't enjoy the excitement of multiple partners. I'm just saying I'd
okay.
rather keep that separate.
Wow.
You know, I don't know what you do. You don't know what I do. It's when we come home, we leave everything else in the streets.
Yeah. Huh.
I'm more of a 1920s wife.
Wow. Damn.
And if I happen
I mean,
to find it, fine, but you know what, just know that, you know, nothing here changes. Everything
right.
you had to do before, you still have to do now. So if you have to pull double duty over there and here too, oh well.
Yeah.
That's your job.
I'm stuck in the middle because, you know, I like the open relationship. I like the open lifestyle. I enjoy,
mm-hmm.
you know, having multiple relationships. But you're, you know, I still keep secrets here and there. I still find that even though so many things are out in the open, I still want those little.
There's still some things you have to keep to yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I get that. I totally get that.
I mean, I'm not against the whole swinging thing. It's just there's a lot of things I'd rather, and I don't really want to share what I've got.
Right.
Maybe what I'm doing with someone else is completely different. It may not be the same thing. The whole dynamics of it may not be the same either. It may be something completely different. And I don't mean it's, and I know people are thinking right now, are you thinking swinging in cords is sex? No, because I'm a woman, so sometimes it's an emotional difference. There's an emotional difference sometimes between one and the other, and that I'm not, you know, it's just different. But I have to admit, and I had to say this because I know you all were thinking, yes, I have swung before. Swinging is not something I don't know. And that's why I think I'm able to talk about this with a certain type of carelessness, I should say. Might be what it is, because I've done every single thing, every situation that we're going to talk about tonight, I've done.
Right.
So I know what I like and what I don't like. I literally can say, nope, don't like it. Been there or done that more than once. Wasn't my thing. And I think a lot of times swinging involves people who haven't done a lot of things in their lives.
Wow.
And I want to parallel that just to swinging. But I think when you start involving, like, a third person in your life, like when you're actually dating a third person, maybe you've already done swinging and someone so often you really want to have this, like, you know, triangle relationship with other people. I mean, basically, you know, a Mormon society kind of thing. But
yeah,
in so many words, I should say, without the whole Bible thing. But there's a lot of things to that. And I have to bring this up. Okay, so I'm going to stop talking here for a second, and I'm going to get to everyone in the chat room, and I'm going to let Alana talk. And people are like, shut up so we can talk. But I have to say why this made me bring this back again, because I was going to make this whole subject wait for a while. So I'm watching Before You Get Married, Divorce Court.
Okay.
I didn't even know there was such a thing. Did you know this?
Yeah. No, I didn't know. So Before You Get Married, Divorce Court, meaning they just want to break up?
No, it's like, okay, we're already having problems in our relationship and we want to decide if we should get married. So we're going to go before the divorce court judge who does a TV show.
Yeah.
And before we even get married, and so this particular one is going on our subject, this particular girlfriend, and by the way, she was beautiful. Man, she had tits like mine, black girl, beautiful eyes, body and a face like an angel, I'm telling you. She's and don't get me wrong, the black guy she was with was also very handsome, buff. And he was like, you know, I just like watching her because she has big tits. I was like, well, obviously. And she was doing a really good job of hiding them, by the way. She looked very conservative. But me having big tits, and you know, we know, even when you hide them with, you know, the blousy shirts, we can see them.
Oh, of course.
You can see him no matter what. And she was doing a very good job of hiding these, I'm telling you. She looked very conservative. You would not have, I'm telling you, her tits were probably way bigger than what they even looked like on television. They were huge.
Yeah.
And she was a small girl. She was not a big girl. She was a small girl, yeah. So, this guy is like, you know, when we met and we were dating and we lived in our own different places, you know, we used to go to swing clubs, and she was like, well, you know, I like doing that with you back in the day when we were first meeting, it was hanging out and it was fun, it was something different. By the way, she was only 26 and he was 39.
Wow.
Which also says a lot, too. Actually, I think she
was 26.
It says a lot. And she was like, well, now that we've moved in together and we've gotten engaged, I don't want to do that anymore. I want my man to myself. See, I'm like that, too. I want my man to myself. Now, I understand that sometimes you have to do certain things, but I don't need to, you know, be at the swing club with you. Matter of fact, I prefer you not go to the swing club. Just get some girl on the side. as long as you keep me in the way you've been keeping me.
Wow.
But he was like, well, she's got to keep swinging me, and we can't get married if she's not going to swing. And I'm like, that's going to be down for y'all's relationship right there. But that's what made me bring this back up again. I was like, you know what? Something was telling me from above, from the TV gods above, to keep going on with this.
Wow. That's crazy. You know, because for me, when I was swinging before, you know, my ex and I got married, it wasn't something that was a requirement, but, you know, for our relationship, it was just something that we were doing. Let's face it, I was happy because it meant that I didn't only have to be with him. So it's funny to me that someone would just be like that, but two, you know, you have to be solid in your relationship before you can become a swinger. And it sounds to me like this relationship, he didn't necessarily want to commit anyway. Like,
no, it sounds
know,
like he was really just into her body, because he was like, "Oh, I love watching her when she's jumping up and down, dancing with no bra on." Like, excuse me,
that's just
pardon
sexy.
Me, guys. Yeah, that was just sexy. You were into her body. You weren't into her in particular. And she's looking for a man who's really into her. Now,
yeah,
I would
exactly.
say my problem with swinging. I don't see anything wrong with swinging if you're not in a serious relationship. And this is, I should say this totally from my point of view, no one else's. Because when I was younger, I'd like doing it because then I got to be with so many different people. But now as I've gotten older, once I get with someone, I want to be with that particular person. I don't need to have a different one every night of the week. And
yeah,
I want to be with that particular. It doesn't have to be love or anything, but it has to be, I'm with this particular person for, I like a nice comfortable house shoe.
Right.
I don't like having to break one in every time. I'm buying a new one every time.
You are so funny. I mean, I totally get that. I find I'll go back to people I used to hook up with because I'm comfortable with them. It's hard to meet people that you can trust and be around, and they're going to be crazy.
Exactly. I mean, and that brings in so many things. Like, and then I also remember when I was younger being with a couple where I was a third party in part of their marriage, and you know they were basically dating me, and you know I think in the end somebody doesn't get all their fortune cookies, and you have to move on eventually anyway. It's not a permanent thing.
It's not meant to be, you know, all the time. You can't live
meant to be permanent. I think it's meant to be at some point. You have some fun, and at some point you realize it's time to do other things.
Right.
Or, you know, establish a real relationship with someone. I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay.
Or you just turn them into your side piece and you stop swinging.
Right. See, I don't want to be judgmental because I'm not judgmental. I don't want to be judgmental. And I know we have people here waiting in our chat room and waiting on our phone lines to call in and give us their opinion on this. And I'm about to get to you in just a few seconds here because I do want to hear it. But I will say this. I mean, it is a personal thing. I think it's totally a personal thing. And to each his own. I don't think you should ever be. Personally, I don't think anything that you do in your bedrooms that have should have any opinion on anyone's. I think what you do in your bedroom is what you do in your bedroom. Who I know of you outside your bedroom is who I know of you, and that's how I feel about everything. I think unless I'm in the bedroom with you, then it's really not my opinion. But I'm just giving you mine. Okay, so I have gone on and on now, so you all know how I feel, and if you want to ask more questions, there you are. And, Alana, thank you for letting me go on.
Of course.
But you know what? If we don't get a couple callers in here, they're gonna really get on us. So, okay, we have Deidre Jackson, Joseph Tanner, and we have a guest in our chat room. And in our, let's see, on our phone line here, we have Nathan. So I haven't let Nathan in. Let's see. 708-207. There you are.
Good grief. Do you know my whole phone number now?
I'm starting to know the number now.
My God, if this phone,
I'm getting pretty
if this phone rings, I see a strange number. I'm going to wonder who.
But now you know my number, see? You were like, hey, I know this number.
No, I have the dial house number actually in my phone book. So all I have to do is press dial house, and it, and come in, it'll ring.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay, so yeah, I have to call
that's
you through
your,
the dial
that,
number.
And that's not your number, by the way. That's not your number.
Well, I promise I won't give it out to the world. Only you and I. Even Alana doesn't know it because I'm the only one looking at it.
Exactly.
So the whole number does show up on the board.
Well, if that's the number that you're using, then yeah.
I should say all 10 numbers, whatever, 7, 10, however it may, the whole number, you know what I mean, because you just get the first, you know, the area code and the first three numbers. But the whole number.
Well, yeah, because I have
up.
To know who's calling in. You never know. There's ironically enough, there's about 5 other numbers on my board with the same exact area code.
Yeah, 708, that's the suburbs of Chicago. South suburbs of Chicago, to be exact.
So
but
I recognize certain ones.
Yeah, you called my name. That's what really threw me off. And I haven't called in 2 or 3 weeks. But, and hi, Atlanta, not to ignore Atlanta. Hi.
Hello.
As far as something, no, it's not something. Let me preface what my discourse, if you want to call it that, is going to be that me personally is not something that I have ever, even in my younger days, participated in, because I am from a slightly different generation than you all, and things were a little bit less conservative back in the 70s and early 80s than they are these days.
True.
But as far as that goes, if you are a person and you're with a person and you all are going to get into that, I'm very big on communication. And so if you're going to be with someone, that's something that you two need to understand up front. Because if I'm a person that is into swinging or having a third person be a part of our activities, I need to let you know that up front so that if you're cool with it, fine, we can roll with it. If you're not, then, you know, you can go on your separate way or I can try to be, I won't say a better person, try to, you know, if it's something I want to do and you don't want to do it, then we don't need to be together. So I think that if you are into that and you've been into that with other relationships that you've had with people, other men or other women, depending on your gender, or maybe not depending on your gender.
No,
I
agree with you. I think that you should definitely tell someone from the beginning that you're into that lifestyle. Because I think most of the time people kind of spring it on you, and they spring
right.
it on
yeah.
you like, especially when you're
you
younger,
spring,
they
on
spring
people,
it on you like right at the last minute.
There's some things you can spring on people, and there's some you can't. That's when you can't spring on somebody
exactly.
after you've been with somebody.
Yeah, you shouldn't
spring
that. Let's
say you've been dating for 6 months or whatever, and you've abstained from swinging or whatever word you want. You have participated in that activity because you've been getting to know this person or you've been enjoying that person. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, dear, you know, I really want to bring so-and-so. I really want to go to the swingers club because they do have those still, from what I understand, or club,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go online or whatever.
There's
you know,
fun,
you can't pop that on somebody after you've been
no,
with them for
you
a
can't.
While. You can't. No.
Actually, you know what? Being a member of the swinging lifestyle, I'd met a lot of couples who had been together for a very long time and became swingers at a later point in their marriage because one person had the curiosity and the other was willing to do that to make their relationship work. And they were both happy and found ways to make it work for them, you know. So you can bring it on.
That is
later
very true.
In a relationship.
Yeah, if you're bringing, if you're trying to spice up your relationship,
right,
that's a little bit different than me springing something. Oh, surprise!
Oh yeah, exactly,
you know,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, yeah, if you're trying something new to, you know, like I said, spice up, and like I think we're saying the same thing. If you want to spice things up, or you know, spark things up, you know, that's different because you still both are on the same page.
I'm going to kind of go along with what you're saying. My teddy bear right there. Well, I'm going to go along with what you're saying, but I think, okay, so I've heard this where, and this is my opinion, when a single guy says to you, well, hey, you know, I like to swing, that's just, he's just a hoe. He's just a hoe. He likes to go to swing clubs and attract other men's women and, you know, have sex with them and then go home by himself. That's what that really, he is not looking for a relationship of any kind.
Right.
I agree.
I mean, there are
rules. Same thing with a woman.
Clubs. Mm-hmm.
Right. You know,
a single woman
who
likes to swing. Yeah, you're just a hoe. Well,
that's
actually,
all.
Yeah. You're just a. You know what? That's the wrong word because hoes get paid. You're just a slut.
Right. Slut.
And,
you know,
and there's nothing wrong with being
male,
a slut.
There's male sluts and there's female sluts. I mean, you know.
Uh-huh.
So,
and
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with being a slut. Just admit
to it.
That's
what you are.
You're a slut.
And I mean, I'm, even though I'm kind of crossing over, even though I'm a spiritual person, I want to use the word religious, even though I'm a spiritual person, I'm kind of a person, I'm tolerant of other things up to a certain extent, because it's not for me, I'm not the judge, okay?
I'm not the judge.
When you
there's a lot of things I'm not okay with, but as long as you're not doing it in my bed, I'm okay with that.
When you die, I'm not the one you got to deal with. Okay.
you don't come to me.
Okay,
right now.
I might be at that same table or whatever it might be with you. Okay. You're not coming to me when you pass on and you want to have eternal life or however you want to say it. You're not coming to me. So it's not for me to judge another person's lifestyle. I'm tolerant. Okay, if that's what you want to do, you know, fine. So I don't look down upon people. If that's what, if you want to swing or, you know, have a third person or have an open relationship, you know, that's you. It's not me. That's not something I've ever done. And if this ain't I am now, probably never will do. You know, and I've never been with somebody where that's ever came up, where they were a swinger. I've dealt with somebody, and this is a big word, where, and I didn't know it until we had been dating for a while, and it's not what broke us up, it was that something else. And this is 20 years ago when I was saying exclusivity, okay, where I was younger then, I was in, being in my late 30s, early 40s, was younger. But I thought this was an exclusive relationship, and it wasn't. And I didn't know it at the time, but she sprung it on me. And I'm like, well, you know, you didn't tell me in the beginning.
She was what?
Exclusivity, where it's just you and me. Not that you're bringing another person in, but it's like you're also, I've put, seeing in quotes. I'm going to say, well, we're on internet radio. You're fucking other people.
You're not exclusive. You're not exclusive.
Right. The word is the big word.
I've dated people when I've let them know, look, we're not exclusive. But now,
and maybe that was my fault at the time back in, what was it, 90, whatever it was, back in the 90s, when I was late 80s, early 90s, when I was dealing with this person.
You made me sound young.
I'm making myself sound old because you know how old I am, if you remember the birthday I just celebrated. So I mean, I wasn't a teenager, but I wasn't, you know, I just didn't ask the right question at the time, I guess.
Yeah.
Whether
I
made an assumption because when I came, I was living out of town at the time. I wasn't living in Chicago. I was traveling to meet this person, and we hit it off, and she was a friend of my co-worker's cousin and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was traveling whenever I could, weekends and holidays.
See, I would have to say that there is a difference between swinging and then, like, and you're right, because you're from a different generation. In our generation, we hook up.
And just because we're hooking up and we may hook up 3 or 4 times a week or on a regular basis doesn't mean I'm exclusive until I tell you I'm exclusive with you.
Right.
Until the day I say that I'm exclusive with just you and we have the talk, then just assume that I'm not. There's,
right.
You know, the times when I'm busy, I'm probably with somebody else.
And, you know, that's
But that's a 90s thing.
Like I said, I wasn't living in Chicago. This person lived in Chicago. I was living mm-hmm. 2 or 3 hours away. So I didn't think anything of it. I didn't have anybody else. But, you know, mm-hmm. There was these other 3 or 4 or 5 days of the week or other 2 or 3 weeks out of the month or whatever. I just assumed he was just doing whatever, you know, not screwing somebody else or other people.
Well,
I don't know. I can't remember if there was more than one.
Welcome to the 21st century.
You know, but I blame that
us
on
women
me.
Women are doing
because,
it the same way you guys were.
I mean, I blame that in hindsight, and it is 2020, I blame that
mm-hmm.
on me. Even though, I mean, I was not a young, quote-unquote, youngster then. I was pretty mature, late 30s, early
mm-hmm.
40s. And she wasn't a youngster either. We were pretty much, I think we were about 1 or 2 years apart in age, if I remember right. So, you know, I just assumed since we were, when we were together, we would go out and eat and go back to her place and all of that. And she would come down to see me sometimes. But it was not exclusive, and I didn't ask that in the beginning. That
right.
was on. That was probably on me. But anyway, that's kind of a side issue to the main subject. And the main subject is, as far as swinging and whatever goes, I think the two people have to be on the same page from Jump Street, whether it's something to do from the beginning or before it later on into the relationship.
Yeah,
you want to spice up
true.
Things and bring in a third person to liven things up. Both parties have
exactly.
to agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you so much for calling us.
You're welcome.
And I'm just trying to try not to call you out.
That's okay.
Okay.
As you haven't noticed, I've changed to Avi again.
Uh-huh.
So she knows.
You've changed on it, so.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, we're kind of sort of back together again. Maybe I need to go to that pre-divorce court or whatever it is that you were talking about earlier. But it's a ebb and flow. What's the word I'm going to say? A work in progress. You know, it's an ever changing. It's kind of like a shape shifting relationship type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for now we're I hate on again off again, but you know, I really don't. I never liked
that.
That
is life.
But that's life.
Well,
so,
hon,
right
I hate
now,
to say, but
so,
we're gonna have to go because we gotta get to a few other people. We gotta let them
bye,
know they're gonna get upset with us. But
yeah,
Darlene, thank you so much
that.
For calling in.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Talk to
bye.
You next. Bye. You know, I think it's a lot of people should know
mm-hmm.
that when it comes to like the whole swinging thing. In both cases, everybody knows everything. That's what the whole point
yes.
of this is. We're talking
exactly.
about couples where they know everything, and
it's
okay.
Open.
And this is cool. It's a very open relationship. I personally like the open but secretive relationship. It's like we know what we're doing, but we don't like talk about it. It's like that white
exactly.
elephant in the room we just don't talk about. I'm kind of Catholic that
like
way.
Little
oh, did I say that?
I like a little of both. I
want
you some secrets that I want to share.
It's some secrets you don't want. Yeah, some things, the mystery is good. But,
exactly.
Yeah, I think swinging is, for me, something that I did when I was younger. But, I, you know what? We have someone else. We have someone from the 773 area. Okay, 773-431, are you there?
Nice.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes. Hey.
What's your name?
Hi. Welcome, caller. Who are we talking to?
My name is Kevin.
Hi,
Kevin.
Kevin.
Say about our subject.
Our like to know, is swinging a bad thing or a good thing?
I think it's a good thing. I love being a swinger.
I think it depends on the couple. I mean, if it's something that's going to enhance your situation, then it's a good thing. If it's not enhancing it, then it's a bad thing.
Absolutely. If everyone's comfortable with what's happening, it can be healthy for your relationship. But if it's one-sided, it's totally unfair, then, you know, it's not going to work out. Have you ever tried that in a relationship before, Kevin?
No, I haven't tried it.
No.
Is it something you're curious about?
Yeah. And it's interesting
because I've always said that's something that, you know, a couple should choose together. Or it's a lot of times, most of them guys are more into it than girls, to be honest. I think so.
Right.
I think
some
guys
are
more into it, girls.
I was getting men and women. I was happy.
Well, see, I think the problem is at the end is that guys feel left out. Once a girl starts getting interested, then guys start to feel left out because they think they're going to have to pick a litter. But in the end, it's really the girl that has to pick the litter. So.
It's true. Usually the woman's in charge.
Mm-hmm. Almost always the woman is in charge. But I don't think there's anything wrong with it as long as this is something that is shared between the both of you and this is what you've decided you want to do and you've shared everything, then go for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Different strokes for different folks.
Okay.
And I'm not going to sing the song, I swear to God.
Right.
Do any of y'all...
So do you have a girlfriend? Are you thinking about introducing her to swinging?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
You are? Because I swear to God, I was on the internet today, and there are all kinds of guys on how to introduce your girlfriend or your boyfriend to swinging.
Really?
Honestly, there really are. It's crazy. Nice. There really are. And there's a lot of swing clubs. If you just look up swingers in your area, they will come up with swing clubs. And there's usually, I want to say there's usually a charge for single men or single women. But if you're a couple, there isn't a charge or something like that. But there's all kinds of, you know, swing clubs. And, hey, nobody looks like a movie star when you go to a swing club. Just warning you right now.
Well, sometimes. If you go to the swing clubs in Los Angeles, yes,
well, yeah,
do.
If you're in Los Angeles, it's totally different. Or Las
Vegas. It can really mess with your
head. But anywhere else, everyone is regular.
No, I used to swing in Northern California. We would go to clubs in, like, this one place in Morgan Hill and some in San Francisco. And, no, I would always be the hottest chick there, right? And
I always felt that way, too, but I was like, I'm the hottest chick here. This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
where are the other hot chicks? You know, I'd be more into this if there were other hot chicks here.
Exactly, but here in L.A., they're all beautiful.
It's
you're
all
like,
hot
what
chicks.
The fuck? But then
and all
they
hot guys.
Don't with each other. You know, people are really quiet. It's harder to break the ice. You know, people at swingers clubs are usually really friendly. Oh, amazing swingers resort is in Las Vegas. There's two. The one I liked the most was right across the street.
Swingers are like potheads, just to let everyone know. Swingers are like potheads. Very friendly and always want to share.
Yes. God, what was the I fucking loved it. It was amazing. The rooms were really nice. All the people that stayed there were fucking awesome. Rumor Boutique and Hotel in Vegas. It was a lot of fun. Amazing. Sexy couple. Like, wow. In fact, my sister and her boyfriend hooked up with another couple in my hotel room. I was like,
Oh my God.
We wrapped it up.
I want Justin Tanner. Swing.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Okay, it's too funny. Okay, we have one more. I got to get to one more caller here real quick. One more caller. Okay, number is 757-256. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello. What do you think about
Hello,
our topic
Tia.
Tonight? Hi.
I'm still trying to figure it out. Oh, Dietrich.
Hey, Dietrich.
I apologize. I had got on the show online and I was on a phone call. I just got the phone. Something else.
Yeah, I can tell you were on a phone call there.
So yeah. I apologize. I ain't trying to be rude. I just, you know.
So what do you think about swingers? Have you ever been a swinger? We're talking about
I was part of a swinger.
And couples
group,
who date third, who literally like date third parties, because you know not all are swingers. Some couples actually go out and go, hey, we want to date another woman, bring another woman into our situation, or bring another man into our situation. I've met couples like that.
Well, for me, well, see, when I was in the military, when I originally met my my ex-wife, she was part of a swingers group, and I didn't know. It was kind of like, you know, I kind of set up in a way. Like, I didn't know I was being filed out and everything.
This is something you should tell people before you start dating them. You just start dating them and go, hey, by the way, I'm a swinger.
I had no idea.
You should know.
Because... So, you know, we started dating, and, you know, everything was pretty much cool with that thing. You know, she told me her passion, like, she liked dealing with women, too. So, you know, I'm, like, 23 at the time, so I'm pretty much okay, you know, whatever, Didn't know that was on a whole nother level, you know, so one day, you know, at the time, we got about 3 months, man, I think. She had a friend come over, and we were like, okay, might have a three-way, okay, cool. You know, had it. Everything was good. I'm like this. Then all of a sudden, you know, another time we go to somebody else's house, then same friend over there, there's a guy. I'm like, okay, four-way. Then another guy walk in. Then another woman walk in. Then a couple walk in. So all together, it's like 10 of us. I'm looking like, okay, well, you know what, it's Labor Day weekend, Labor Day weekend time. So I'm looking like, okay, they're not over here for no barbecue, no ribs, because everybody look kind of like their night clothes on. Then they say, I know. You know, everything's jumping off. Now, mind you, you know, I'm a man. I kind of step back. I was like, whoa, that's a little bit too much for me, you know. Ain't you cool? I said, you know, I'm like, hold up now. I wasn't prepared for all this now. So I messed the whole night up because I was caught off guard. Because I didn't know that she told me. I thought she was into this. I was like, no, I didn't know it was like that. I mean, the three-way was cool. The four-way was cool. But now you got like 10 people in here. One person, like a couple of
people standing around watching you and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so I was, like I said, I'm 23. So I'm like thrown from this stuff. But you know, eventually, when I got used to it, it took me about, after we got married, 3 years into the marriage, for I was like...
Oh, listen, he got used to it, though. He married her.
we got married under different pretenses, but, you know, that right there kept me from not cheating. I had to cheat at all because I wanted to do something. She'd be like, hey, we got a girl. Oh, yeah. Let's see if she want to do it. So I had no reason to cheat because she was always willing to... She was always willing to, you know, be open like that. So that kept me there. But in the beginning stages, I mean, I was like, I was thrown by it. I didn't know how to handle it. I was happy at the same time, but I was like, whoa, am I supposed to do this? Is this right?
Wow.
And then the same people, and then like I said, we in the military base. So these same people that doing this thing with, I see every day, you know, how you doing? What's going on, Dietrich? You all right? Like, it's normal. like everybody ran around at daytime, you know, it's kind of crazy.
Can you get in trouble for that kind of stuff there, too?
Yeah. Some aspects, the people
okay,
the couple was married, and they find out. Yeah, so it was very, very, very deep. But it had good points, too. Like, if I actually needed something, like certain things that happened on base, or if I needed favors, it was right there. Like, you know, they helped out, you know. And then the group that was part of, they was getting back to the community, you know, planting trees and having functions for the homeless and stuff like that. I'm like, hold up. I ain't know so this group did something like this.
So just because we're freaky sex addicts doesn't mean we can't give back to the community, is what we're saying.
Yeah. So I learned a whole lot. For my experience. So somebody said now I have a three ways and four ways, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, it's normal now to me. It is crazy though. It is I mean, I knew tripping my first experience like that. You know, you got a couple over here that's like, hold up, be my parents, doing the damn thing. And you got a young couple doing the damn thing. You got everybody in the same room. Like to them, like a job. They get together, do their thing, but like, okay, well, see, we'll see you next time. You know, we're going to get some breakfast. You know, come on.
Okay, right. Wouldn't that be a porn star?
I guess.
No, seriously, technically, I mean, because, like, if it's a job to them, then that's, you know, that's what porn is.
Yeah, right. But it's just crazy, though, the, you know, how they screen the people. They had their rules and regulations, the do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
You know, they had a whole chunk of it. So.
It's a very interesting thing. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the show that I was watching, he was, like, actually arguing with the judge on this one. He was like, but it's real classy because, you know, only certain people are allowed to get let in, and, you know, you have to have a membership and so forth and so on. But, you know, you're saying kind of the same thing. Darling, thank you so much for calling in. We're getting to the end of our show now, but I want to say thank you so much for calling us in.
Always.
And hopefully you'll join us next time.
Always.
Okay, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
He got lost in his spot now. He's like, all right.
No.
he's reminiscing on what he was thinking about before. But, you know, it was funny because they were actually saying, you know, and it's so weird. I love how people go, oh, it's gotten all class and everything. In the end, we're all getting naked and fucking, okay?
Right.
So.
That's so awesome.
My personal opinion on this whole thing is this. I don't see anything wrong at all with having threesomes or dating a third person. As long as if we're going to do this and everyone should sit down and talk about it, how you're going to do it, even if you're going to be like me and be like, okay, I know you're going to do this, but please don't put it in my face. I don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
But I still know. It's not like, you know, I'm not going to be completely naive. I don't believe anyone should be completely naive in any way. And if this enhances your relationship, then go for it.
Absolutely.
And everyone should try everything while they're young.
Yes, try it while you're young because you don't want to wait till everybody's older.
Yes. Yeah, because you don't want to end
way
up, you know, waiting until you're almost 70-year-olds to make, to you're like in your late 60s to make a major change in your life like some people. But
exactly.
But that's a whole other thing. Alana, thank you so much for joining me in this conversation.
Of course. Absolutely.
I had a really great time tonight. I really did. You
so
know,
did I
have been thinking of you for the last couple of weeks because I've been watching Mr. Robot, and they had something about, I don't know if I say this right, peoned or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, pwned,
like your site?
Girls.
Yeah,
pwned.
But it was something about that, but it was a different one, and it was Mr. Robot. But it made me think of your website. What is your website anyway?
It is pwnedbygirls.com. That's
pwned.
P-W-N-E-D. So pwned by girls. Video games, reviews, videos, all that fun stuff. Yeah, it's definitely worth a look.
And I got to see you all dressed up on Facebook. So I love seeing all your
yes.
stuff. It's so much fun. It makes me smile.
Thank you.
And for those of you all who don't know, I am a sci-fi geek myself. I'm more sci-fi than games, though. So, of course, I went to Walmart today. And I fought back people with my force, and I got a few of the Star Trek figures. I'm sorry,
nice.
Star Wars figures, not Star Trek. But I got a few. And I'm going back for more. But I will be posting these on Tumblr, on Pinterest. And I don't know if I ever say that right. I probably don't. But and you'll see them on Facebook and Twitter. And everything is under Sierra Devi, D-E-V-I. And hopefully you will join us back here next weekend. I call Friday the weekend. I don't know what you call it. But I call it the beginning of the weekend. And the weekend should also start off with something dirty. And if you're going to start off with something dirty, then it should be us. You should be listening to the Down Low. And I think we're going to sign out for the night, Alana. What do you think?
Yes, girl. Big kisses.
We are signing out, and we will see you next Friday. And I'm looking forward to more of your comments and whatnot, because you know what we're going to be talking about next week? We're talking about people who hire a surrogate lover.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a little naughty.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, We're going to just talk about this all day long, so this is Kanye West.
All day, nigga. Yeah. Hey. Hey. All day, nigga. How long you niggas ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got on call? All day, nigga. How long they keep you in call? All day, nigga. Take you to get this fly? All day, nigga. Tell your P.O. how long you been high? All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe from the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 side. All day, nigga. This shade, nigga. Shopping for the winner and the chess made, nigga. Ball so hard, man, this shit crazy, nigga. And you ain't getting money unless you got eight figures. But at Jesus Peace, man, I been say, nigga. Just talked to FedCon at Sensei, nigga. Told him I been on 10 since the 10th grade, nigga. Got a middle finger longer than the Ken, baby, nigga. I don't let them play with me. I don't let them talk to me no kind of way. They better watch what they say to me. Nigga still getting popped on the day to day. Y'all still got the 100 with a small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. You a fake Denzel like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have all say with you. You a Rico Suave, nigga. Ride around, listen to Sade, nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You a actor, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Did you do shit to Broadway, nigga? Your bitch got an ab, I'm a Broadway ticker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. You're the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always. All day, nigga. How long you ball? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How long it take you to get the fly? Fly? All day, nigga. Take your P.O. How long you been high? High? All day, nigga. Post some here and over for my niggas that died. All day, nigga. And I keep a bad bitch on the patch at the side. All day, nigga. Now already know I'm safe for the shot. All day, nigga. Top, 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 top. All day, nigga. I can do this all day, boy. Woo. I'm finna turn this bitch out. Any day, yay, in the streets, boy. Woo. It been a motherfucking draft. Don't really matter what I made, boy. Woo. You know I still go wild, wild. Like a light-skinned slave, boy. Woo. We in the motherfucking house. Right now, looking real tough right now. I swear I've been on the fly. Like, I'm off right now. Super niggas getting money for a stunt right now. Shout out to Jackie Chan, I need to stunt right now. They be looking at the gram, I be looking at the Grammys like, that's us right now. Right now. 24/7, 365 days, everybody getting paid. Go crazy. Niggas looking at me like I'm worth both them J's. People saying, yeah, yeah, take it easy. 20 G's for the Yeezys off of eBay. Niggas do the most and they ain't done shit. Only way I can sum it up, some bitch. Hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. All day, nigga. I took a young sweetbread and I reached into my shirt. Gave him what I had left. At that moment, I dispersed. At that moment, I dispersed. Pillow, pillow, pillow. Hold on. All right. Pillow, pillow. All right. Hold on. All right. Well, let me run.